This new marker is akin to getting an organ donor or veteran insignia on any form of ID, including a driver's license. To do so, applicants need to prove that they're enrolled in a tribe by submitting a CIB, or Certificate of Indian Blood. And so far, the Arizona Department of Transportation has gotten more than 1,600 requests for the designation. That idea of streamlining legal documents came from Navajo Democratic State Representative Myron Soucy.
Instead of having to dig out all your cards to show that you are Native American.
And had nothing to do with ICE.
That wasn't the purpose. But I'm hearing from constituents saying I feel safer now.
And it's something Thomas Cody, executive director of the Navajo Nation's Division for Child and Family Services, is encouraging his Diné urban relatives to seek out.
It's unfortunate that we have to have on our ID that we're Native Americans. We shouldn't, but I'm glad that the state of Arizona, Governor Hobbs, is taking an extra step.
His deputy director, Solansta Jim, thinks this service is much needed, not just for Navajos living in the Grand Canyon state.
Because we are the largest Native American tribe, you'll find a Navajo tribal member anywhere in the United States.
That's why Soucy is working with neighboring Utah and New Mexico state lawmakers to adopt his legislation, aiming to help cover more of Indian country, including the rest of his sprawling 27,000 square mile reservation. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.